This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anthony Sane, host of Anthony Sane Show. And from what I understand, he is the tribal chief of Memphis Grizzlies Twitter. So
acknowledge me.
There it is.
We appreciate you for being with us. Let's bring you right into the conversation, man. What is your, like, how do you feel about Ja Morant? What do you think his attitude is and his mentality is?
I caught the tail end of what you guys were talking about just then. Ja is a kind of a difficult personality to understand. I don't know if you guys get into the personality type stuff, but you have your introverted personalities and your extroverted personalities. Then you have your ambiverted personalities. Ja is clearly an ambivert. He's one of those guys who goes back and forth between wanting to be social and then wanting to be antisocial. Always a strange interview. You never know which version of him you're going to get a lot of times. And I will say that a lot of stuff that he does, like I heard you use the word arrogant. I'm not going to disagree that a lot of stuff he does comes off as arrogant, but to me, I think that's all rooted in insecurity. I don't really think Ja has a strong grasp of who he is as a man, who he is as a player. You can just tell from a lot of things that he does, it's a lot of bravado, but there's clearly something else, you know, behind that or whatever. I don't say that as a derogatory statement, but I just think that's something that's, you know, room for improvement, something that definitely has to, you know, maturing. I think that the majority of us here in Memphis are pulling for him, even for selfish reasons, even if it's because we want a team that's, you know, a good basketball team for the next, you know, 6-7 years. If it's only for that, there are a lot of people who are pulling for Ja. But, you know, we for the most part, believe that he can mature from this. We know he can mature. We're the same city that, you know, watched Zach Randolph, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, We've seen and Ja's bag isn't nearly as heinous as Zeebo's was coming to Memphis. And the version of Zeebo you guys got definitely wasn't the version that we got for sure. So he definitely does have room for improvement. I think that he definitely can, you know, be rehabilitated to not make the type of self-destructive, toxic moves against himself. Yeah. But we're all still kind of, you know, wait and see. But ultimately, you know, hoping for the best.
Look, man, I'm sorry, Casey. If the gist of your point was to send Ja to Sacramento to rehab him like they did with Zeebo, like, look, man, look. We got Rashawn Holmes.
Can I interest you in a Alex Lynn?
You guys got old man domesticated Zeebo. You know, we got still young, had some young bull left in him, Zeebo. You know, because I don't know if you guys remember, but when we traded for Zeebo, I know local media here was killing it.
That was right, Anthony. That was not too long after he punched Reuben Patterson, right? Him and Quintel Woods.
Zeebo was a fool when we got him. You know what I mean? His reputation was nasty. You know what I mean? And Zeebo became a model citizen here, like, you know, paying MLGNW bills, making donations to kids, feeding kids, doing food basket giveaways, free haircuts to start the school year, free basketball camps. Zeebo really did those things to rehabilitate his career and his image. And those are some of the things Ja is going to have to do as well, man. He, like I said, the version of, if y'all got old man Zeebo, y'all got, like, you know, ready to put his jersey up in the Grizzlies FedEx Forum version. Like, you know, I'm about to wrap this whole thing up. Yeah. It ain't the Zeebo we got. You know what I mean? I just use that as an example of, you know, guys can change for sure.
Anthony, you've seen Ja since the moment he stepped in into Memphis. What it kind of feels like this year was crazy and, like, spiraled. Is that really how it was? Like, was it just this year where he started wilding, or has this something that he's kind of been wrestling with since he came to Memphis, came into the league?
I think it stopped being cute this year. Ja's always been wild, you know what I mean? But this time last year, we were calling him Casamigos Morant, like publicly being drunk and acting a fool is cool. Like, that's what we were doing last summer with him, and he was Casamigos Morant. And all the things he was – and this is what kills me the most, man. I wake up this morning and I see Kendrick Perkins. He's doing all this stuff about talking bad about the city of Memphis and talking bad about Ja. Like, bro, you are the man that coined G12, and the G don't stand for Gatorade. It don't stand for good. You know what I mean? Like, you were out here calling him Gangster 12, and now you're acting like he has to get out of Memphis to rehabilitate and all these type of things. But like I said, Ja's been kind of on the edge. He's always been doing wild stuff. And that comes with, you know, he's a guy who's often compared to Allen Iverson because of his appeal he has to kids, appeal he has to the urban community, the street credibility he has, all these type of things. The look, how he, Allen Iverson looked like hip hop in the 90s and early 2000s. Ja Morant looks like hip hop in 2023. Mm-hmm. But with that, you can't put that type of moniker on a guy and look down on the things that come with it. You know what I mean? But like I said, Ja has been wild, man. He's been wild for sure. Especially stories that, you know, didn't make the news that you hear about with him. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that's coming out now, it gives more spiral out of control than just, hey, look at Ja's out there wilding and drunk and talking, you know, out of his, you know, butt or whatever. I don't know what I can say on here. But yeah.
Hey, let him fly, boy.
We on the radio. Right. You can say ass.
All right.
I love the comp there. AI was like at the time, because when he was around those early 2000s, he was like a representation kind of like universally of hip hop. I feel like Ja is like a really specific version of hip hop right now. Mm-hmm. Like, there's different layers as hip hop exists today in 2023. And, you know, not just to play on the record, but he's like the NBA, you know, young boy version.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, it's, yo.
He ain't Nas.
Be a different version of hip-hop. Like, you could still be hip-hop, but don't be that version. Like, hip-hop don't even want to be that hip-hop version. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, for sure.
Casamigos is, that's not cool. Like, oh, that's so bad. That's so bad. What did you think when Adam spoke yesterday? When
man, there was a lot of overreaction, I think, to that whole situation. I was on one of the local radio shows here, the Jason and John show on 92.9 ESPN, and we were talking about this exact subject. And I was like, bro, like, the last time Adam Silver talked, the whole thing about not putting the news out during the finals, I get that, whatever. That's not the big deal. But there are people going crazy over the whole additional information thing. Mm-hmm. As if they have found out Ja's robbed a bank, or he's a gang lord, or he shot somebody, or he pinched a baby in Walmart. I mean, there are people like trying to make sense of the whole additional information thing. And I think it's as simple as the last time Adam Silver talked, he said that right now, I see the video, I see what you guys see, but we have to actually check the, you know, validity of this video, you know, make sure that it's not an old video. We have to make sure that, you know, I'm looking at grainy footage. We have to make sure this is what I think I saw is what I actually see. And we have to talk to Ja and all those type of things. I think that the part that he said that we've gathered a fair amount of additional information lets you know that he's came to the conclusion that what I saw is what actually happened. Mm. We came to a conclusion. We're about to suspend Ja for whatever amount of time. I don't think that it's something outside of what we already know that's on the table. A lot of people acting like, well, yeah, man, they, you know, whatever. Y'all hear a range of different crazy
He's
things.
Franklin from Snowfall. That's what we learned.
Exactly. That's what people are trying to act like. And, you know, and it's, I just think we just have to keep in mind that Ja didn't commit a crime. Right. The video that came out was very irresponsible. He was loosely managing a gun. You know, you're talking about a situation where he wasn't in harm. He wasn't defending himself. He wasn't hunting. At least I don't think he was. He's loosely being irresponsible with the uses of a gun, which is a bad image to put out. I totally understand those type of things. But he didn't commit a crime. He was in his driveway at his house in a vehicle that wasn't moving, acting a fool with a friend of his. And some of the things that people are saying, like, you know, the punishments they think he should get are just totally overblown, in my opinion. People are just really wilding out with some of the stuff they're saying. When you really step back and look at what he actually did, as comparison to what people are suggesting his punishment should be, it's been wild for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. I know a lot of people were talking about 40, 50 games or whatever, and it was kind of tough for me to say 40 or 50 games for essentially a bad look. You know,
yeah, exactly, man.
Well,
it is repeat, but I feel like that could wind up being the bigger issue.
But that should, in my opinion, that should go from 10 to 30, not 10 to 50.
And here's the thing, man. Like, I think that Adam Silver realizes there's no way in the world that I can make Ja Morant's suspension longer than I gave Miles Bridges. Like, there's no planet in which he's going to do that. And I think he's aware of that. I think that the Players Association is aware of that because they all working together. I think, and I just think this is not happening, bro. You know what I mean? And if you look at, people are talking about something, there's going to be something unprecedented is going to happen. It's going to be, the word unprecedented is going out a lot.
Oh, it ain't going to be that. They didn't live through Ron Artest. It ain't going to be that.
Right. People are saying that while not realizing, bro, when you're talking about conduct detrimental to the league type penalties, 8 games was unprecedented. You don't see a lot of super long fines for conduct detrimental to the league. Yeah. Well, basically the wild and out rule. You bugging rule. You don't see a lot of unprecedented, you don't see a lot of lengthy suspensions like that in NBA history, period. Yeah. Unless you're talking about fighting, drug abuse, pulling the gun out in an arena and threatening the teammate, that type of stuff. Fighting fans in the crowd, that's when you get into those huge 30, 40, 50-game suspensions. Or beating your wife in the situation of Miles Bridges. Yeah. To try to put Ja in those type of conversations for basically flexing and being an idiot with his friend, that's – no, at his house, man. You know what I mean? Like this, I can't see. Because if you just looked at it under a microscope, hope I'm not being long-winded with y'all, but if you're just looking at it under a microscope, man, this incident isn't even as bad as the one he did in Colorado.
That may be the information that Silver found out, is that he's traveling on the team planes with the gun. Because I don't think anybody.
Well, I'm here to say that I don't think that's the case. I'm not going to say it's definitely not the case. Then y'all be asking me how I know that, but I don't think that's the case. But that's what I'm saying. It's not.
We can read between the lines, bro. We can read between the lines. We got you.
Yeah. So if in an incident in Colorado, he's in a public place, clearly intoxicated, surrounded by people, dangling his baby gun around. Around people.
He need to get 10 games just for that.
That old Harlem Nights guy.
Just for that Cracker Jack bottom of the box gun he had. As compared to literally sitting in his driveway in a car he's not driving, sitting in the passenger side, sitting still in the car. The gun flashes for literally a millisecond. Like, they had to slow down the tape. If I had just watched that video in real time, I would have never known Ja had a gun. Yeah. And I've seen the video in real time a million times. I've yet to see the gun in the video, but once they slow it down, oh crap, he's got a gun. So this incident isn't nearly as bad as the last time. Plus, it was during the season. He was on a road trip. It was fresh off the major stuff that he had gotten into. When you're talking about, you know, the incident with him in the domestic issue, fighting in the basketball game with a minor, it was fresh off of that type of stuff. That looked a whole lot worse than what he did this time. And a lot of the – I hate to go here, man. I don't know what type of affiliate you guys work for, but the plantation mentality that a lot of people of color are using describing this situation with Ja is simply disgusting to me. How we're using words like, well, you know, he's a multiple-time offender, and they're going to teach Ja a lesson. And, like, man, this is not the plantation, bro. Like, this is not – that's not how this works. You know what I mean? He lied to Adam Silver. Guess what? Adam Silver's going to lie to Ja a lot. That's going to happen a lot of times in Ja Morant's career, man. Yeah. And Adam Silver came on TV and basically said, because of who Ja Morant is, this is going to be looked at differently. Mm-hmm. If this was Earl Boykins, you know what I mean? He basically said, because Ja has this much influence and because we want to put Ja in a place where he's one of the faces of the league, we're going to punish him because of it. And it's too many people of color, in my opinion, that are co-signing that whole narrative. And I get it. I understand that comes with the job. That comes with being a superstar. But I think anything obsessive would be kind of wild. And I did an interview on my show real quick. And I'll stop being long, I promise you. I did an interview on my show with a young lady here who's a former county commissioner. And she said the only problem she has with any of this suspension talk is if your goal is to actually help Ja, and if your goal is to actually help him be that ambassador for your league and to create this positive image for your league and to help him in the long haul, why aren't there more clearly communicated things happening to clearly, to obviously rehabilitate him? Why aren't you setting up programs for him? Why aren't you making mandatory a big brother type situation where he's got to spend time with a Zach Randolph or whoever, or give back to the community or spend time in service so he can actually see? She said this so eloquently, man. She was like, if you're telling Ja he's an influence on kids, let him see the kids he's influenced. Won't you see if those type of things work? And I don't mean to set up PR. Let's get the rich kids sitting on the front row and give them a pair of Jas, which they've done time and time again. Go get the kids in the 200s and bring them down front and let him see his impact on these inner city kids whose parents are saving money to go buy his shoes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like myself. You know what I mean? Do those. If you really care about Jas long haul, that's the type of implementation needs to happen, not just taking them off the court. Because do we really want to see Ja with more free time? That's the question I have, man.
Yeah, man. There's a lot there. By the way, just because Anthony brought up the shoe, Ja's shoe sold out in seconds.
In seconds,
it was gone as quick as the Tiana Taylor's was yesterday.
Don't remind me, bro. That Tiana Taylor L I took, I'm not over that yet, bro. Don't remind me.
I want to ask you because you're being great with your time, and I know you got a lot to do, but I do want to ask because this is something that's discussed a lot. Is it Ja? Or is it the people around Ja?
I'll say this to you guys, Kenny and Damon. Ja is not being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. He's not being held hostage. He's a able-bodied millionaire. Mm-hmm. If things like that can't prevent you from – what I'm basically saying is no outside influence can be blamed for things that Ja's doing. He's not doing any of this stuff against his will. Mm-hmm. He has to – but here's the thing. We talked about this too, man, just to – in the urban community or in the black community, there are people that may be in your life, man, where when you say, that's my brother, there's literally no difference between him and your blood brother other than blood. You know what I mean? So you don't know how far back those guys go. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to just cut off people who have that type of level of loyalty in your life, or you have that perceived level of loyalty that you feel like you owe them something, you owe them your loyalty. But it's hard. It's not. It's easier said than done. But Ja ultimately has to make that decision on, and to say, hey, man, if you're going to be around me, me and you have to get our stuff together and move different. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cut you off, but me and you together have to start moving like a millionaire and my liability, which is who you are, because your lifestyle is financed off of me. Yeah. Like the stuff that you're doing, because that guy, Devontae Pack, he played college basketball too. But he's not a professional basketball player. That guy's lifestyle is because of Ja Morant. And sometimes, man, I'll just say this. Like, sometimes the people who are around you, they can be jealous of your life, even though you are the person who is their lifeline. Mm. You're the person who's making them who they are. Sometimes people want your life, especially talking about two guys who play basketball. Mm-hmm. We played on the same hoops as kids. Mm-hmm. We played in the same gyms. You know what I mean? We played, you know, on the same teams, these type of things. And when I see you, and you're NBA megastar, and I'm just your buddy, those guys don't always mean – those guys won't always have the best intentions for you at all.
Man, that's great stuff, man. You gave us a lot to think about. You were really generous with your time, man. Know how busy you are today.
Man, it's
Anthony,
all good.
We appreciate you, man. We got to do this again down the road. Absolutely. Hopefully just talk hoops next time.
For sure, man. We got to get you guys on my show, Anthony Sane's show.
Anytime, big dog.
Say less. Know it, we got you.
For sure.
It's all the right, tribal man. Chief right there.
Acknowledge me.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. We got you.
Acknowledge me.
Anthony Sane right there, the Anthony Sane Show, fresh out of Memphis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.